let's get to a special guest who I found we were going to chat with a few hours ago. She just wrapped up a highly successful career with the Oregon softball program. We'll see what maybe she's got planned moving forward. You can follow her on Twitter. The handle is at April_UTECT. I'll get her to just design the correct spelling of her last name, UTECHT.
Yep, that's right.
I'm going to leave April to the rest of you. April, great to get a chance to meet you and speak with you. How's life?
It's going great. I just graduated, so now I'm in the process of finding a job. I decided to stay in Eugene for one more year just to get my foot in the door for work. So it's been great so far.
I was going to ask you that later, but so you graduated. What's your degree in? And what you said, get your foot in the door. It's not going to be like you can't be a professional fair wanderer. So what were you thinking about?
So I just graduated with a bachelor's of education with a degree in family human services. I've been wanting to work with children, so something with the development of children, so like preschool, anything like that. So I've been looking for work within that area.
So you want to, as they say, form young minds to make a better future.
Oh, yes.
So I want to go back. You guys were in the 2018 World Series. You lost to Florida State. And walking off that field, you probably were thinking, we'll probably be back here next year. And then all that happened, if somebody, as you walked off after the Florida State game, would have pulled you aside and said, this is going to happen, 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 what do you think your reaction would have been?
I mean, I would have probably been like in shock, of course, because, you know, if things happen. But, you know, things happen for a reason, so that's how I think of it. So I would have probably said, okay, give me the challenge, give this team a challenge, and let's go from there. So that's how I look at it.
I would have said, you probably would have said that after maybe you fainted, because nobody could have foresaw all of that. And along those lines, with so many great players defecting, you know, you stuck around. So there was you, Haley Cruz, kind of the upperclassmen. And under circumstances like that, did you kind of feel an obligation to assume even more of a leadership role?
I mean, as a senior, we want to fulfill that leadership role. With what happened, we had to step up even more. But I think with the seniors that were left here, Daria and Cherish, I think with Haley and the rest, I think we knew with what was going on, we had to step up. And it happened, and we all talked, and we were like, okay, we have such a young class under us that we need to just be there for them and show them the road of what Oregon softball is. And I think with that, everything going on, I think we were still able to fulfill that and show them what Oregon softball still really is with what happened.
Well, when you write your autobiography decades from now, that's going to be a really interesting chapter.
Yep.
So, you know, with shows like this, social media, the way everybody communicates with the departure of Coach White and enter Coach Lombardi, you know, it seemed like everybody had an opinion. So beyond comparisons, how would you describe Coach's style and the kind of coach she was for the Ducks this rather trying year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was new for her. She's been an assistant coach for so long, but being that head coach, she knew that she had to step up, and I think she did an awesome job. There was bumps in the road, but she has a great coaching staff behind her that really helped her through that, I think. So I think that she put together a coaching staff that she knew that she could go to when things got rough, and I think she did an awesome job with that. She's a very straightforward coach. You go to her with if you have a problem or you want help, seek help. She was there for you, and she was willing to help us through anything and everything, and I think that was what really stuck out to me as for Coach Lombardi and her staff.
We're talking with April UTECT. So you were front and center for one of the great moments this year in the non-conference schedule. I think it was the first game of the Florida tournament. You were taking on LSU, who was a top 10 team, and I was just actually looking at the highlights earlier. So let's kind of harken back. It's 4-4, and you came up in both the sixth and seventh inning and had some pretty memorable at-bats.
Oh, yeah, totally. I knew what the situation was, and my whole goal in my mind was I need to get on base, and I need to score this run. So getting the first run in when we were tied was something special, but that home run, I wasn't thinking home run in that seventh inning. I was thinking bases. I want to get some insurance on here. So when I hit that home run, I was excited. I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Have you gone back and, you know, was on the SEC network? Have you looked at the video? Because your smile kind of lit up Florida.
Oh, yeah. I was excited. So it was definitely, when I hit home runs, like, I'm not trying to do it. It happens, and it just puts a smile on my face. It's just something that I'm producing runs for my team, and that's all I want to do. So when I do that, it puts a smile to my face.
And by the way, that was a no-doubter. You knew that was gone the minute it hit the bat.
Yeah.
So entering last season, you know, the departure of the trio of top-flight pitchers in Miranda and Maggie and Megan, I thought a lot fell on the shoulders of Jordan Dale. You know, she beat top-ranked UCLA. And just walking in, how would you say that she kind of handled that pressure and the way she performed this season?
I think she did absolutely great. She came in, we didn't know how the season was going to go, but I think she took it into consideration that she wanted to put up the best she can for this team, and I think she did absolutely wonderful. I was lucky enough to work with her behind the plate in
sure.
a few games, and just to watch her from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, no matter how many pitches she threw, you could tell how much heart she has for this game and how much effort she wanted to put in each pitch for each game she had, no matter how much gas she had in her. And I really, like, I cherish her for that, because I'll never forget that. My senior season, we had one arm pitcher, and I think she absolutely crushed it, and I couldn't be more thankful.
Yeah, when you watch her, she's got, you know, you could meet somebody off field, they could be really nice and have this demeanor, but she had that kind of, it's almost like the minute she crossed the line onto the field, it was like, she's a cutthroat competitor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was the one that she wanted to win, and you could tell, and I cherish that for her. She did absolutely amazing, I think.
You know, earlier I mentioned as a senior, you needed to provide that leadership with all the turnover and, you know, in essence, help the young people find their Pac-12 footing. So you were in their place, you know, time flies, but 2016 wasn't that long ago, and you walked onto a really good team. Who stands out among your teammates back then who kind of showed you the way?
The people that I really look up to, definitely Jerry Ann, miss that soul so much. She was a person that we looked up to highly. She was caring, loving. She showed us what Oregon softball was about. And I think Janelle Linval, I'm lived with her sister Lauren, and I stay in contact with that family. And I think that just shows how much she cared for this team and the passion she had for softball. So I'm really close with Janelle, and I think that was one that also stuck out to me as showing what Oregon softball was.
You know, I saw on your Twitter account a couple weeks ago, the Angels lost Tyler Skaggs.
Yes.
And obviously you mentioned Jerry and Glasgow, who I had the opportunity to interview a few times. And like you said, she was just this incredible human mm-hmm. being. So I would imagine when you saw that, I mean, to be able to relate to that and just kind of, it's almost unfortunate that you had more of an understanding than
yeah.
most.
Oh, yeah. It's something that you don't want to go through, losing a teammate, a friend, a loved one. It's nothing that you want to go through, but seeing how the Angels family went together and stuck together and how they remembered him was something special, and I think that's what us Oregon softball players wanted to do, too. So, it's hard, but the way that they stuck together is what we did as a Duck family, is we stuck together. There's not a lot of girls that knew her, the younger classmates.
Sure.
But for us older classmen, upperclassmen, we really knew who she was, and we wanted to show like the love we had for her, and I think it affected the younger ones. They showed, with us showing how much we loved her, it gave them the chance of like, okay, she was an impact to this team. And you can see that within the Angels family as well.
Yeah, the moment when they put the uniforms on the mound, I mean, if you didn't lose it then, I mean, I don't even understand. A couple final thoughts for April UTEC. So I mentioned moving forward that you are going to stick around and try and pursue a career in working with young kids. My wife would say you should probably hang out with me. You can get credit for that. But I wanted to, you know, in closing, talk about, I used the word upheaval earlier, what happened with this season. And you had 10 freshmen on the roster this year, more coming this year. So the experience those young players got, how would you say your confidence level is, you know, once a Duck, always a Duck, that this program now under the guidance of Coach Lombardi, with the players who were here, will remain, and will come here, is going to start the climb back to where, you know, the part of the program you were when you got here.
Yeah, I 100% that we are going to climb up more this year. I have faith in the younger girls that came through. We had a very stellar freshman class, and I'm excited to see how they go forth their next three seasons. And the recruiting Coach Lombardi is doing is unreal. She is bringing in players that know how to get business done, and I'm excited.